This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on March 23rd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There could be somebody less prepared for Monday Night Trivia, but I don't know who it would be. I think I'd take the cake tonight. Yeah, it took a while to come up with a theme for the bumper stumpers. Finally did. Obscure that it is, though we'll see. And then, of course, trying to vet the questions after last week. All right, so you see what happened was, and don't all good stories start that way. Yeah, I look for questions you can't Google. I mean, that's the key here. You know, playing trivia on the radio used to be really easy and a lot of fun, but that was long before search engines and internet and everything else. These days, almost anything is searchable, making it not fun at all. And so I look for questions that you can't search, at least not directly. And so I usually do a pretty good job of it, but it causes me to go for more and more obscure sources, obviously. Some of them written quite a while ago, some of them more recent, but nonetheless, just the offbeat side of everything, because let's face it, Google has just about everything else. So there's one source, and I'm not going to name it because I'll probably use it in the future, though you know damn well I'm going to vet it better. But there's one source that gave me this question that I thought was just great. And you know, this question would have been terrific if I just checked the math and realized it was utterly impossible. To quote John, are you out of your mind? All right, so that's exactly what he said when I told him last week's straggler, if you missed it, on any given night, somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans are doing this. And like I say, it would have been an accurate, great question if I said somewhere between 2.5 and 5 million Americans were doing this every night, but I didn't. I just went with my source that actually quoted a source that turned out to be absolutely inaccurate. So I meanwhile said somewhere between 2,500 and 5,000 Americans were staying in a hotel at night. And of course, that could be one damn hotel. So apologies for the question all the way around. Yeah, that's all I can say to my utter embarrassment. And from now on, even if it's the last minute, and tonight really is the last minute for a lot of reasons, but even if it is, I plan to further investigate the questions before I give them to you. And in fact, this was one of them, because I thought this was a terrific question. But at first, the answer that I got in my source wasn't correct. So I went to statistics that they have for everything in America and discovered that per capita, North Dakota has the most, followed by Montana. New Hampshire has the least, followed by Virginia. Most and least per capita what? So there's your question. Fully researched. 888-876-5593. Yeah, NODAC, followed by Montana, has the most per capita. New Hampshire, followed by Virginia, has the least. Most and least what? So there is your question. All right, so now look at this. I always say we defer to first-time callers. And while I was setting this up, I said, I don't have to get the chart books yet, do I? And so, of course, they're scattered across the room. But that's all right. Andy is a first-time caller. And so, Andy, let's see here. Andy, a first-time caller from Los Angeles. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you. I think you misunderstood the category. I had said New York radio personalities from the 60s, and I think
he thought
I wanted a chart.
He did. All right. We can do this. All right.
Okay. I'm sure.
All right.
You can. I don't know if I can.
Okay. We'll see. From the 60s. There was a big promotion for it. January 1st, 1968, from 1 to 3 p.m., WABC debuted who?
What time?
1 to 3 p.m.
1 to 3 p.m.
Yes, so two hours in the afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m. He didn't last long in that shift. Later wound up on overnights.
I know who that is. The guy who talked about John Lennon, right?
Well, actually Paul McCartney, but yeah, what's his name?
Well, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. I know. That was a... Not Bob Dayton there somewhere.
No, Bob Dayton celebrated.
Roby Young.
Absolutely right. Interesting you mentioned Bob Dayton because he was another one of Peck's bad boys on WABC. He celebrated the bombing of Hiroshima with the Toon Weavers' Happy Birthday.
Yeah, that's what
baby.
I was getting. Too controversial, confused. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is my only area of expertise, so I finally found someone who could ask me.
Well, this is great. So, yes, it was Roby Young, the short-lived Roby Young, who then was on CBS FM for a while and everybody else, and then went back to Florida and then died. All right, so that was in a nutshell.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was was the deal.
Well, let me tell you, I love your show. I have
to tell you this.
First time caller, you mentioned. I love your show. I first found it by just trying stations because I was tired of political stuff.
Yeah.
So I kept looking and looking and looking. Then I heard the music. I said, who's playing this kind of music? And then I was listening a while. And I figured, well, just everything that I like. So I've been a loyal listener every night.
This is wonderful.
I'm thinking of a way to get myself on the air.
So I
found the categories.
You did. And you can call every week and we'll continue to ask categories. Yes. Yes, in fact.
Okay, that sounds great.
Next week, in your honor, I'll don my WMCA Good Guy sweatshirt. Of course, no one will see it, but I'll wear it.
All right.
All right. Hang on, Andy.
I'll call you with questions. Thank you.
Now, the prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get them.
I know.
Eventually, you get a certificate, which is a lot of fun, and something you don't want, like a 45 or a DVD or something. But hang on. Don't go away.
I'll take what I can get. Thank you.
Good deal. Thank you. Thanks, Andy. Oh, great to meet Andy. All right, so 888-876-5593, and I didn't even have to walk over the room, across the room to get the chart books, but I will because David from Muskegon wants to do charts. Barry's back to Beatles. Laura in Des Plaines, who is a lifesaver as usual with her wonderful 5x5 questions, wants gun smoke TV trivia. And Billy Bob in Bourbonnais wants charts 1967. All right, so we got one line available for you if you want it. Other than that, a full boatload of calls. And man, I better come up with a theme. Actually, I have the theme. I just have to come up with the 11 records now. But before I do, as you probably know, baseball season opens this week. And yeah, best way to listen, try the CC Radio 3. That's what the Sea Crane Company says. Actually, the CC Radio 3 is John's bedside companion. It is just a terrific radio. Firstly, like all the radios Bob Crane has a hand in developing, it has incredible reception. Whether it's AM or FM, this radio will just leave them in the dust, much like the 2, which I've got. But the thing with the CC Radio 3 is that in addition to everything else, it's got Bluetooth capabilities, and that speaker is wonderful. So that is terrific. And if you're listening primarily for voice content, well, arguably worth the price alone. Audio quality for the spoken word sounds like the host is sitting next to you. And of course, it can sound like however you want it to sound because they've got separate bass and treble controls adjusted to your perfect choice. So to immerse yourself in audio clarity. But as I say, the long-range AM-FM reception is what sells me. But it also has all the emergency capabilities like NOAA weather and the 2-meter ham band, which is nice. That's a lot of fun. And it's just a terrific radio. So if you can go to ccradio.com, do it. ccradio.com. It'll run on the included power cord. But if you put a set of batteries in it, yeah, over 170 hours. In fact, when we were unpacking for the new studio, I probably hadn't changed the batteries in John's in a couple of years. Set it up, worked immediately. So ccradio.com, look at the CC Radio 3. If you can't go online, they've got the best customer service. You can give them a call, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, ccradio.com, you look at the CC Radio 3. In addition to great products, there's just great information for radio. It truly is a resource. So check them out, and you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. Enjoying just that a little too much, I think. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? All right, can't ask what he's got in common with anybody else we're about to play since that's the first one, but maybe you know the artist. I would think perhaps. All right, if you don't, well, here's my question. So, here we go. Researched, I'll have you know. Per capita, North Dakota has the most, followed by Montana. New Hampshire has the least, followed by Virginia. Most and least per capita, what? 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't like my questions, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit with that. Everybody knows something about something. And I do believe that it was David in Muskegon who got in early and wants some chart action. So, David, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi there, everybody. This is David calling you from Muskegon, and I want to ask everybody, what were they doing in March of 1966?
All right. Well, we can do March of 66. You betcha. And what we're going to do actually right now is the Cash Box Top 100 rather than the Billboard, because I think sometimes that's a lot of fun. So let's see for March of 66. All right, I got it right.
Yes, I want to ask everybody, Fran and Gary, where were they at in 1966 in March of that year? And Tubby as well. Mm. Where was she at in March of 1966? Was she in Battle Creek or was she in Chicago?
All right, well, maybe we'll find out. I was between engagements.
Yes.
So
I'd like to know from some of the other listeners as well. Mark, where was he at in 1966?
All right.
And I would like to know that, too, if he was in school or what he was doing. And I want to hear some more from the guy. He talks about underground radio. And I'd like some way to get a hold of him so we could have a good conversation about radio. It's right up my alley.
All right. Well, that's a lot of energy. I'm breathless just hearing you. Cashbox Top 100, the week of March 26th, 1966. You ready?
Yes.
Number one, The Ballad of the Green Beret.
Barry Sadler.
Number two, 19th Nervous Breakdown.
The Rolling Stones.
Number three, Nowhere Man.
The Beatles.
Number four, California Dreamin'.
Mamas and the Papas.
Number five, Daydream.
Oh, Love and Spoonful.
Yep. Number six, Homeward Bound.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number seven, These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Nancy Sinatra.
Number eight, You're My Soul and Inspiration.
Righteous Brothers.
Number nine, Listen People.
Hermit's Hermits.
Number 10, 6345789, Soulsville, USA. Absolutely. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Sure Gonna Miss Her.
Oh, yeah, Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Number 12, Love Makes the World Go Round.
Deion Jackson.
Number 13, Elusive Butterfly.
Oh, Robert Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Bob Linda's right. Number 12, Baby Scratch My Back.
Oh, Baby Scratch My Back. I'm thinking Slim Harpo.
Yes, absolutely. No, it is on Excello. You're absolutely right. Number 15, Bang Bang.
Oh, Bang Bang. That's Cher, I believe.
Yep, it is. Number 16, Lightning Strikes.
Oh, Lou Christie.
Number 17, I Fought the Law.
Bobby Fuller 4.
Yeah. Number 18, You Baby.
Wait a minute, You Baby.
Nobody but you. You Baby.
The Turtles.
Yes. Number 19, Shake Me, Wake Me.
Oh, the Shake Me, Wake Me. Wait a minute, that's not the American Breed.
No. Motown. Motown.
Motown. Shake Me, Wake Me. I'm forgetting how that goes. If you played a little of that, I would know.
No, I'm sure you will, but you did really well. You got to number 19 before you bailed out on the Four Tops.
Oh, Shake Me, Wake Me. I don't remember that one.
You really don't? All right.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to it on my Alexa. I'm going to listen to Shake Me, Wake Me, and put it on my oldies playlist.
Well, you may not like it, so I'll play a little of it because I've got it here, I'm sure. Shake Me, Wake Me. All right, When It's Over, Shake Me, Wake Me. Here we go. Let's see. All four of the Tops here.
All through this song. Sleepless night.
Oh, I remember your song now.
I thought you might.
1966.
Yeah.
CKLW played this song big time.
Yes, they did.
And WIBM and Jackson did.
Yeah. Shake me, wake me, when it's over. All right. Very good. All right. Well, as usual, you did wonderfully. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right there. All right. So, yes, David from Muskegon knows his charts, and that's the Cashbox charts. Yeah. All right. So we'll see. I hope I got them on hold. I thought every now and then I get confused and disconnect you. So you can always call back when that happens, except that all lines are full right now. Oh, at some point we're going to find out this hour. Chris and Greenwood about the film festival. Did his film make the finals? We'll find out from Billy Bob and Bourbon A about 1967 charts. Gunsmoke with Laura in Des Plaines. Beatles, Barry in New Hampshire. And let's see. Indian Chicago is going to guess on my question. Oh, good. So you know we'll defer to that. And then, Chris, like I said, the film festival. So all that and more. Everybody's accounted for. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've been hypnotized. Oh, yeah. That's why you know I love her so. Because my baby, she's too much.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? And, yeah, it was 1966 on Chess. All right, well, they've been coming with the first thing I played. Well, we'll see how you feel about that. All right, so now, as I had mentioned, there was something I was going to do first, and now I don't see. Oh, yeah, I do know Indy, who has an answer to our trivia question. And again, let's review. Well-researched, God, I hope. Per capita, North Dakota has the most, followed by Montana. New Hampshire has the least, followed by Virginia. Most and least what? An Indian Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Okay, I could bear it, like, fading in and out. But okay, cattle, wheat, farm, chicken.
No.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Cattle, wheat, farms, chicken.
None of them. Nope.
Really? Oh, and then if you want me to call tomorrow about Ruth and Gurney, I understood what she was saying.
Oh, God, that's frightening right there. All right. Well, yeah, I'm not 100% sure how to deal with that. I guess I have to get up enough courage to hear your answer. So call me back tomorrow night, and thanks, Cindy. I appreciate it.
Facetious.
Of course she was. Oh, God help us. All right. We'll talk tomorrow. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Getting a headache just thinking about it. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. That was Cindy. It said Indy. You know, it was Cindy. All right. Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Hey, great. You know, by the way, this is an 86-time caller.
All right. When are you going to give up on that? How many do we have to go?
I want to make a guess on the commonality between the songs.
Oh, you do?
They're all call and response songs.
That is not correct.
Hmm.
That's
and
a nice answer.
And your straggler, I'll say the most they got in, Dakota or South Dakota, is fracking wells.
For
extracting oil out of the ground.
That's not it either. What I'm looking for here while we're talking is the sheet with the requests, because I know you've got some, right? I'm pretty sure you have some, so let's see.
Yeah, then I got just one request.
Just
I think
one.
I'm finally going to stump you here, because I don't know myself what I'm going to ask.
Oh, God, let's hear it.
They had, the Hollies did Just One Look,
yes.
And Linda Ronstadt did a version of Just One Look.
I'm afraid so.
But they had a gal, a black soul singer in the 60s named Doris Troy
Doris Troy. She had a very big hit with Just One Look.
I want her version to play it, if you would, please.
Yeah, that's the original.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Well, it's the first time I heard it the other night on that TJ guy, you know, on public TV.
Oh, okay. Well, yes.
Running it on the song that was running.
She wrote it, but if you look at it, you won't know that because she wrote it under her real name, which was Doris Payne. Atlantic released that, and it was 1963, and it was a top 10 record. And yes, everybody covered it, including the Hollies, and on it goes. But Doris Troy with Greg Campbell actually wrote that. And in addition to the Hollies and Linda Ronstadt, Anne Murray and Ian Matthews also charted with it, I'm sorry to say.
If Doris had anything else, I never knew if she had any other hits or anything.
You don't know who? Well, she did a lot of things. No hits, but a lot of things. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
Was she in the early 60s? Or
yeah, no, 63, absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
she was 63. And, she was known as Mama Soul, and she was in the Bronx originally, and she was a backup singer and a demo singer. And so, like, remember I've told you before that Dionne Warwick and Dee Dee Warwick worked as backup singers? Well, they worked along with Doris Troy. She was part of that original Sweet Inspirations with Sissy Houston, and she took her stage name from Helen of Troy, but she did backup on everybody from the Drifters to Solomon Burke, you name it. And, But Just One Look was the big hit as far as that goes. The next single was I'll Do Anything, which was about 5 years later, and it
Well, I've never heard anything. I'd like to know what she sounded like, if you would.
Oh, sure. I think Just One Look is a tremendous record as far as that goes. And really, it is kind of a medley of her hit. What You Gonna Do About It came out, but it didn't chart, and Tomorrow's Another Day.
Yeah, and, never heard of that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right. No, nothing else. A year later, Please Little Angel, I think it bubbled under the charts at 128 or something, and then everything else, and I could name a dozen records, but they did not chart. So, Doris Troy, it is. Let me find that sheet again. Doris.
Did you say Troy, like T-R-O-Y?
Yes, she took it from Helena Troy, right.
Oh, okay.
That's it, Doris Troy.
I'll try to etch that indelibly in my mind.
Okay.
So I won't have to ask your name again.
All right, good deal. Now, what are we doing? We're doing charts?
Yes, March of 67.
Okay, let's
see. I wish the 66. I know all of those. I'll probably get stumpers here.
Well, you never know as far as that goes. Let's see where we are. Go back to March. I've got it here. That's September. That's May. I'm getting closer. Here we go.
Oh, May's all right.
No, we're going to do exactly what you asked for. And that would be the week of March 25th, 1967. Number one, Penny Lane.
Oh, that's the Beatles.
Number two, Happy Together.
The Turtles.
Yep. Number three, There's a Kind of a Hush.
Hyman's Hymets.
Yeah. Number four, Dedicated to the One I Love. Obviously a remake.
Well, I'll say the Mumas and the Papas.
Yeah,
Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, afraid so. Number five, Ruby Tuesday.
Oh, boy, these are easy. Rolling Stones.
Number six, Suck It to Me, Baby.
Oh, that's the guy you don't care for, old Mitch Ryder and the Joy Wheels.
Number seven, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'.
Maybe. Johnny
Summer. Yes, come on, you can do it.
Yeah. Well, I'll give up. I ain't going to come to me.
Well, that's all right, Johnny Rivers. Number eight, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. One of the greatest records ever.
Then you can...
Kiss Me Each Morning for a Million Years.
Disaster struck. I can't think of that one either.
Oh, no, yeah. Kiss Me Each Morning for a Million Years. That is the Casinos out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, the minute you said it.
Number nine. It goes downhill from here. Number nine, My Cup Runneth Over.
Oh, there was Ed Ames did a version of that.
And number 10, For What It's Worth.
Buffalo Springfield.
All right, very good. Well, you got enough to win, so hang on. We'll add to your stash. Don't go away. All right, so Billy Bob did very good, all things considered. So we'll pick it up with Gunsmoke questions for Laura. We got Beatles for Barry, and MASH multiple choice for Shane, who's taking me along for the ride tonight, and Mike in Janesville. Ooh, he's going to guess on my question, so you know we'll go there first, coming up right after this on WGN Radio.
You say I ought to know.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, it is a Loretta Lynn remake, but who is she? And what's she having come? What's this song having come with everything else we've been playing tonight? All right, so 888-876-5593. Yes, I have a question. I researched it this time. Per capita, North Dakota has the most, followed by Montana. New Hampshire has the least, followed by Virginia. Most and least what per capita? 888-876-5593. Now, before we get to Gunsmoke, which we're going to do in a moment, I believe that Mike in Janesville, Wisconsin has some guesses. So what do you think, Mike?
Good evening, Raleigh.
Yeah, thanks for calling. What do you think?
Well, I'll just try them. I hunted a lot in both those states. How about length of highway road with speed limits at 70 miles per hour or above?
Nope. What's next?
Square feet of reservation land.
What's next?
Number of Native Americans per capita.
And what's next?
Yeah. Number of separate huntable species.
Ah, I love that. No, that's not right either. I like it, though. Anything else?
Well, miles of railroad track.
Oh, that's nice, too. Nope.
Well, my last one's most contiguous border between two states, most and least, but I don't.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that answer. It's not right, of course, but I do like that answer. That's lovely.
Well, that's all I could come up with while I was waiting.
Sounds great. Thinking. Thank you. If you think of something else, call me back.
Sure. You're going to let me put a request in?
Well, let's see what we can do here. What is it you want to hear?
Well, I like Cat Edmondson, and I guess I'll give one shot at, there's a song called Nobody Knows.
Yeah.
Or maybe Nobody Knows But Me.
Okay. Unaware.
Okay, well,
I'll find it.
I like her voice.
Okay.
So I did ask about maybe playing 5x5, but if you weren't set up for that, I'll.
Well, no, you get basically one shot, a call, and that's it. But if you think of some other answers, call me back.
So I don't get to play trivia tonight, then?
Well, if you call back.
Oh, okay. I'll stand in line. Thank you.
No, okay, you got to hang up and do it again. Okay, bye. All right, so, yeah, that's the way it works. If you get through and you want to do it twice, we can absolutely do that. All right, so now, before we get to our Gunsmoke trivia, and we also have our MASH multiple choice, Chris in Greenwood, tell me, were you a finalist? Were you a winner? What happened?
No, I wasn't a finalist, but I didn't win nothing, but it was shown.
Well, good, good. So you didn't make it to the finals either?
I was like one of the fourth ones, but I wasn't one of the three that made the trophies.
Okay, so fourth, that's getting closer.
Did you see my movie that I sent you?
No, did you say? I have not seen email in the last couple of days. I've been incredibly busy with something close to nothing, but I will hopefully, I saw there's like, I don't know, 6,000 email I haven't gotten to, which I will, so I will look forward to it.
Yeah, but it's on the Lander website. There's one clip I want to talk to you about.
Okay. I will look for it. Let me go through email and get to it, and then we can talk about it later.
Okay, and we'll talk about it tomorrow and play that clip that I sent you.
All right.
The email.
All right, hopefully I'll find it. Thanks, appreciate it.
All right.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, let's see here. Laura in Des Plaines, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you. To answer that man's question, in March of 66, I was in vitro.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So, all right.
For whatever that's worth.
Yeah, right. No, that's pretty good. I guess I was doing something close to nothing and about to go to North Carolina, South Carolina, actually. But it's a long story. But anyway, it didn't last long. All right. So now we're going to talk about Gunsmoke. And, you know, Gunsmoke was slated to be canceled in 1967 due to low ratings. But The president of CBS was such a big fan, he reversed the decision. He moved the show.
My dear, you have asked me this question twice already.
I have? So what's what's the answer?
Oh, it's changed from like Thursday to Sunday.
It went from Saturdays to Mondays, but that's not the question.
Oh, okay. Then I'll shut up.
Well, yes, Saturdays to Mondays, and to facilitate the move, they had to cancel a show that had been on since 1964. What show did they cancel?
Gilligan's Island.
There you go. And it placed it back in the top 10. All right. So hopefully I didn't ask you that one before.
No, but thank you. Hey, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Yes, I often have WGN on at night. There's a show on After You, Lionel.
Okay.
He was asking, God only knows why, he must be a glutton for punishment, but he wants Ruth to call him.
He wants Ruth to call him?
Yes.
I'm not even going to ask how I found out about Ruth.
She called one day.
Oh, well. Well, that explains it.
Talking to lions, and he wanted to know more about the story.
Oh, God. Well, then...
I don't know.
Yeah, that punctuates it. I don't know either. All right, so Lionel got to the point that he's not only trolling for calls, he's trolling for calls from Ruth. Well, all right. That's going to be an interesting matchup, I'm sure. I'm sure someone will have a scorecard there somewhere. All right. Well, hang on. We'll add to your stash. And thank you for the wonderful questions.
Anytime.
All
bye-bye.
Right, hang on. All right. So, yes. So, I don't get to hear what's on after me because I, at that point, I'm doing something else, I'm sorry to say. Yeah, my days are entirely too structured is all I can tell you. All right. So, I don't think I have to. Shane, keep driving, because right after the news, we're going to talk to you. Now, what I don't remember is what time I needed to break for the news. But, Adam says now, so on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? 888-876-5593. What's he have in common with, well, not he, actually. What do the songs have in common? That's probably the easiest way to do this. And what can I tell you about it that you don't already know? Well, it was on Quinby in 1970. So 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. Now let's see what we got here. John, well, I'll get to John and Covington. Don't go away, John. But Barry in New Hampshire's been waiting for half of his natural life. So Barry, are you still there?
I am. Hi, Raleigh.
All right. How you doing?
All right. Doris Troy was on Apple Records. She had Ain't It Cute. It was a song probably around 69.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure that the boys were fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think George Harrison was involved with that. Also, I'm reading your book, and it talked about the guy that did American Bandstand.
Yeah.
And did a precursor to MTV.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. Is it Ford or something? Or?
Are you talking about Bob Horn?
Horn, yeah.
He's the original. Yeah. He's the original host. It was WFAL-TV Bandstand, right? ABC didn't want him, so they set him up, and they got Dick Clark.
Dick Clark, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Dick Clark doesn't even give him credit for anything.
No, that bothered me tremendously. I don't expect... Well, of course, they're all gone now, but I didn't expect much. But I thought when Dick Clark was interviewed and asked what the first record he played in 1952, and he'd say, well, I don't remember, but when we went national in 1957, it was, you know, that kind of thing. I just wish he had said, you know, this was created by Bob Horn. It was WFIL-TV Bandstand. Yep. Yep. Oh, well. So, there's a lot of oh wells in that book, but I'm glad you're reading it. It's absolutely free for anybody who wants it, and I did that. I put it online because I probably, you know, I sold it out, and then I figured out I probably wouldn't do a reissue, but then someone told me that it was selling for like a few hundred dollars on Amazon or something, and I said, that is insane. So I just put it up for absolute free for anyone who wanted to read it anytime, and you can just go to raleigh.net, and there's a link directly to it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, John made me write a book. I'll never write another one. All right. So, anyway, that said, we have a Beatles question, an obscure Beatles question that only you would know. All right. Who was it, and I don't need the name, I just need the relationship, that introduced the Beatles to LSD?
It was a dentist.
Yeah, whose dentist was it?
I think it was George's dentist.
Yep, absolutely right. George and Patty's dentist. And apparently there was an inconsequential evening. It was George and John and their wives, Cynthia and Patty. And the dentist and the dentist's wives were there. And after dinner, they had joined to the lounge where the dentist slipped LSD, which was unknown to the Beatles, as to most people in Britain at that time, into their coffees. So that's how it happened. You're absolutely right. All right. As usual, you know everything Beatles. I'm running out of things to ask you. You know, I'm bypassing gonorrhea, but trying for other things. All right. Maybe next week we'll talk about vomit. Who knows? Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, all things Beatles. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Now, John and Covington, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I just want, before we start, I want to give a little bit of gambling advice. Take the Cincinnati Reds. The over-under is 80.5. So if they play 500 for the year, I made my bet today. If they win 81 games, I win. I think it's a cinch. They've got way too much talent on that team not to play 500. Also, would you be kind enough maybe to play Center Field by John Fogerty this week?
Let me write it down, yes. Only for you. God knows I wouldn't do it on my own. All right, let me...
Well, if you don't
right.
like it, you don't
have to. That doesn't matter. I don't hate it that much. But I didn't think it was John Fogerty, though. Are you sure he was the original artist? I don't think so.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't like Jay Giles or somebody like that. Oh, that was Centerfold, probably. Centerfield John Fogerty. Okay, way out of my league. All right, I'll find it and do it. You betcha. All right.
Okie dokie.
So we're going to do some advertising, are we?
Yeah, I need a win.
All right. Taste that beats the others cold.
Oh,
you should know this. It's an old jingle. Taste that beats the others cold.
Taste that beats the others cold. Oh, shoot. I'll say Pepsi.
Yes, Pepsi pours it on.
Oh, I lucked out.
Yeah, no, taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Yep, absolutely
Great.
Right. Hang on, don't
Thank
go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Good deal. Yes, indeed. All right. I don't know if that was Joni Summers or not, if she was still doing this stuff then. But 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And we'll be doing, yes, MASH Multiple Choice with Shane is coming up right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, to me, in a very identifiable voice. We'll see if it is to you, too. Well, they all have in common. Now, I feel you need a hint. By the way, that was 1968 on Ron. There's no hint in that. All right, so I'm going to give you a hint on all of these. There is a specific Muscle Shoals connection to all of these songs and everything else I'm going to play, too. Now, what I need to know from you is, what would that connection be? All right, so 888-876-5593. Yeah, all having to do with the Muscle Shoals, Sheffield, Florence area of Alabama. What is the connection? All right, per capita, North Dakota has the most, followed by Montana. New Hampshire has the least, followed by Virginia. Most and least, what per capita? That's my question. 888-876-5593. If it's busy, just wait till somebody hangs up, then the line will be available for you. So now we go to Shane. Where are we driving tonight, Shane?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm in Milwaukee, actually. I'm at our terminal, and I'll be heading out of here to go to Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay. That'll be decent. Good, nice ride.
And not a bad ride.
Yeah.
And to answer that gentleman's question about where you were in March of 1966?
Yes.
I wasn't even born.
Braggart.
I wasn't born until 72 of May.
Right.
So I know all your listeners, I'm a child.
Yes, that's
but
nice.
You
though.
Guys had awesome music.
Well, that's great.
So no. I love the 50s music.
Well, good, good. And I love that you take me along for the ride. I'm vicariously with you. So
Alrighty.
Now we are going to do some MASH trivia, I do believe. And I had some right here. All right. Who played Inga? Was it Mariette Hartley, Pia Lindstrom, Liv Ullmann, or Pia Zadora? Inga, as you might remember, was a Swedish doctor.
Yeah. I'm going to just take a guess. I'm going to say, can you repeat them, please?
Mariette Hartley, Pia Lindstrom, Liv Ullmann, Pia Zadora.
I'll say the last one.
Pia Zadora, nice try, but no, it was Mariette Hartley.
Oh, okay.
All right, but nice try, and talk to you next week.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, so always good to hear from Shane, and I'm with him vicariously every mile of the way. So 888-876-5593. We'll be doing some lyrics here in a moment with Fran and Austin as soon as I find them. All right, and Ruth has a request. All right, now let's stop here. So Ruth, as you might know, Lionel would like you to call him back.
Oh, yeah, I have to let Raleigh know what he was so interested in.
Well, you apparently...
We got postponed.
You apparently talked we to got, lions at the zoo?
Yeah, well, we had gotten postponed by something at my favorite airport, LaGuardia, last night, or early in the morning. And, of course, LaGuardia means guardian, and that is significantly important. However...
Wait a minute,
LaGuardia
was named after a politician.
Right, exactly.
That's
mayor.
Exactly. Yes, it didn't have anything to do with Guardian. It just had to do, be the fact that he was the mayor. That's exactly right. Fiorello LaGuardia. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we were postponed as he was asking me. He was trying to pull the information out of me. And so, actually, there was something involving the pyramids. And I'm not sure if it's the pyramid in Egypt or Cairo, Illinois, or the pyramid in Gurnee, and it involves protective services and the International Lions Club, and also a Lions with the football team from Soul City, Detroit. Well, and there's a bit more to it, but interestingly enough, he's a really incredibly brilliant person, and he knew right away that there was something, a story to be told.
Now, wait. So, what does this have to do with lions in Lincoln Park?
Well, he wanted to know about what a lion had said to me when, oh, by the way, 1966, I was at the most powerful high school, all girls, St. Mary's, first one for the city of Chicago. The lions talked to me at the Brook, not the Brookfield Zoo. I did meet Mr. Fisher, who was the head of Brookfield, at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah.
I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I did what any intelligent 7 year old would do. I asked the nun, why are they talking to me?
By the way, what did they say?
Well, I'm saving that for Lionel.
Since he's named after
the railroad.
All right. Well, very good. All right. Well,
okay, so I have a request. By the way, I did get fortune cookies delivered to St. Therese.
Fine.
For Chinese New Year's.
What's the
lion
request?
Dances.
What's the request?
And so did the dragon.
What is the request?
Do you know what the luck of the dragon is?
What is the request?
The request is for, can you find the song, The 47th Ward?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's fabulous.
I'll look for it.
It's been played on WGN a couple of times.
The 47th
also,
Ward. Okay, I'll look for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all
the
right.
incredible song, Looking for an Echo, by that Italian group, New York City.
Well,
and God Bless America.
Looking for an Echo is actually Kenny Vance and the Planetones. He wrote it. So that's who we'll play it by. All right. Well, you have fun talking
America
to Lionel. Thank you. All right. So there you go. Yeah, she'll save it for Lionel so she can save the rest of the conversation for him, too. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. You were spared. All right. We've got Fran in Austin. So, Fran, let's see what's going on here. We've got 1965 lyrics. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Ralph.
Yes.
Raleigh, you are so funny. Anyway.
Well.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to stop laughing here. Yeah, I wanted lyrics from 65.
You know, sometimes, baby, I'm so carefree. Oh, with a joy that's hard to handle.
Oh, I know this.
And sometimes, again, it seems that all I have is worry. And then you're bound to see my other side.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we have a winner. Absolutely right.
Somehow,
yeah.
I got cut off.
Oh, no. Well, I hear you, and you're 100% right. So,
Okay. I can hear you now. I don't know what happened.
God only knows.
I try to call on my landline phone, and when I do, for some reason, I keep getting cut off, so I have to use my stupid cell phone, and I don't like to call on my cell phone.
Oh, geez. Well, no, you're a winner. Absolutely. Don't let me be misunderstood.
All right.
Well done. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. Really well done. As I'm reading them, if I pause, you know, between some of the words, I can kind of get the cadence of the animals. But, man, for the most part, it's like, what? She did very well. All right. So 888-876-5593. There will be a line available for you and eventually. And we will continue with Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. We'll be right back. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who's that? 1971. And what's he have in common with every other song we've been playing here? And we mentioned there is a Muscle Shoals connection, but you need to tell us what it is. All right, so 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, Jack in St. Charles, I believe, has some requests. So, all right, Jack, what is it you want to hear?
Oh, Red Villain, Manhattan Spiritual.
Okay. All right, what
else? A little more common. Vince Guaraldi's first big hit, Cast Your Fate to the Wind.
Okay. Right, Guaraldi. That sound orchestral covered, of course. All right. We'll do it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, so let me write down that that's Jack in St. Charles, so when I play him, I'll know who I'm playing him for in St. Charles. All right. We got it. Now, what else are we doing here? Oh, Maddie in Harwood Heights going to give us some guesses on my trivia question. So let's see. So, Maddie, what do you think?
I'm going to go really quick. I'm going to make a song request.
Okay.
But for the big trivia question, I'm going to say Dear.
No.
Like...
That's a nice question, Dear? But what you see, that's not a thing. All right, so we're saying per capita, North Dakota has the most, followed by Montana. New Hampshire has the least, followed by Virginia. So beer doesn't answer that question.
Not beer, but deer. Like
deer, oh, deer. Oh. All right, oh, I see. I thought you said beer. All right, deer, that's nice, too. No, it's not deer. What else you got?
Nothing. That was my only thing. But I just love you, Raleigh. I'll leave it there. I thought I was right, but I'm wrong.
Well, good night. Yeah, I know that feeling. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah, man, that should be my mantra. Thought I was right, but I'm wrong. Oh, man, about so many things. So let's see what Mike in Winfield has to say. He's going to guess on our question, too. Again, per capita, North Dakota has the most, followed by Montana. Deer makes sense. It's not right. But New Hampshire has the least, followed by Virginia. Most and least, what per capita? All right. So let's see what Mike and Winfield thinks about that on WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thanks. Well, I'm going to guess that I was going to say livestock.
Okay,
that might be close to deer.
That is, but it's not right.
All right. My second guess is going to be restaurants.
Nope.
How about bars?
Yes, we have a winner.
Oh!
You're exactly right.
A thousand guesses. I finally got one.
You did. Yes, per capita, North Dakota has one bar I guess, 49 bars for every, 1,000 people or something like that. Montana comes in number two, followed by Wisconsin, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, D.C., and Illinois. As far as least, you would normally think that Utah would have that honor, but it doesn't. It's not even in the top five. New Hampshire.
Right. I wasn't going to guess that.
Yeah. Well, I would have, having lived there, but But anyway, New Hampshire, Virginia, Arkansas, Georgia, and Mississippi are the bottom five. So, yes, it is. Bars, yes. And I would have thought Wisconsin was number one because I've seen that in other cited in other different questions, but it's not. It's NODAC. So you are a winner.
Wow.
All right.
First time for everything.
There you go. Hang on. Don't go away. Of course, the prize is worthless. Takes forever to get it, you know, and the certificate's a lot of fun. Everything else is useless. You'll get a 45 or a DVD or a CD or something like that. Hang on. Don't go
away. Well, I look forward to waiting forever.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So 888-876-5593. Absolutely. Bars. Yeah, that's right. Bars. All right. So we need another question. Right now we need a question. And let's see what we can do with that question. All right. Well, over a million American children have this in common. This is a statistic from 20 years ago. 20 years ago, U.S. News and World Report reported that over 1 million American children had this in common. What? All right. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now, Mike called back. I said, you can do 5x5 if you call back. We're going to do that with Mike, and we're going to do that with Dave. So, and we're going to do Beatles trivia as soon as I find a suitable question with Alex and Roundlake. But let's see what Mike and, come on, got the magic twanger right here. There we are. All right, Mike called back. So you want 5x5, do you?
Yes, please.
All right. Who hosted You Bet Your Life? Hello, operator. Are you there? Mike? Did we lose Mike? Oh, no. I don't hear a thing. I don't think the question knocked him out, but I'm not hearing a thing. So, Mike, I don't know. Everything seems to be in order. I'm going to put Mike on hold and see if we can't. Well, I can't seem to do that either. We'll try again. All right. Now, Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I don't know where you went, but I'm glad you're back. So who hosted the game show You Bet Your Life?
Well, I think there were two. Ralph Edwards and Groucho Marx.
Well, yeah, they're two different shows, but you're absolutely right. You Bet Your Life was Groucho Marx. Yeah, the Ralph Edwards thing's like a This Is Your Life thing. So no. What does AT&T stand for?
American Telephone and Telegraph?
Yep. Where's the Grand Canyon?
At the bottom of the Colorado River.
Yeah, what state?
I'm going to say Arizona.
Absolutely. All right. And if you get the fourth one, then 4 out of 5, you're a winner. What is Jennifer Aniston's character's name on Friends?
Oh, I never watched that show. Let's see. One was Rachel. I'll try Rachel.
You're absolutely right. I would like a last name, but since you don't watch the show, I'll just take Rachel. It was Rachel Green. All right. So you are a winner. 4 out of 5. Hang on. Don't go away.
I never would have got Green. Thanks.
Yeah, me neither. All right. So that's really good. All right. So let's see, we put Mike on hold, and there we go. And so I've got him on two lines, which doesn't seem possible, but I don't even want to think about it. Dave in Northside, going to do some 5x5. All right, Dave, are you ready?
Hello.
Yes.
Can you make some requests?
Oh, sure, let's get the paper out. All right, we've got some stuff coming up for you, but what do you need?
Let's see. Robert Nighthawk?
What do you want to hear?
I heard a song, I think it's called The Crying Rooster Blues.
Okay.
And Glenn Miller. I'm not sure the exact title. The Little Man That Wasn't There But Was There.
I'll find it.
Yeah. I know, I always want to think it's like the Little Green Man that was.
Oh, God, no, we don't want to play that. Yeah, Betty. No, we're not playing that. And it was by Betty. So, all right, what else? Or do we just exhaust your repertoire?
Well, you got enough. I'll just hold off. I can't think of his name. I just froze. Did you ever listen to the old time radio shows?
Oh, of course.
Because you talk about the Magic 20-er, and I know John told me it's part of your computer, like a wireless mouse. No,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and Magic 20-er, of course, comes from a kiddie show.
That you saw. I listened to a detective show called Broadway Is My Beat.
Yes.
And there was his beat cop that gave him his information at the desk. He used to read a book, and his hero had this little device called the Magic Twanger that helped him figure out the detective shows and stuff.
Well, interesting, and I do remember the show. That's about the same time that Smilin' Ed's Gang was on as well, which is where it started. The Magic Twang comes from Froggy, a character. Smilin' Ed, or later Andy Devine, I didn't see it with Andy Devine, but on the radio with Smilin' Ed, it'd be, plunk your magic twanger, Froggy! And then Froggy would appear and be wonderfully acerbic. So that's where that comes from. But I remember Broadway as my beat, but I don't remember it having a magic twanger, but I didn't hear that much of it.
Yeah, and it was like his cop, like when he was in the station, a cop in uniform would come up and give him all the information on the case that he was trying to solve. Like, no clues on this guy. And he's like, this guy is still running loose. We got this guy looking for him. And then, he was like just a cop at the station that gave him all the information all the time.
Okay.
And he read, like, books and stuff. He always had these silly books and stuff. He drove the lieutenant crazy with it.
I'll be darned. And I didn't know that he had that, because, of course, on Smilin' Ed McConnell, it was just great. Plunk your magic twanger, Froggy, and Froggy would appear, and it was Froggy the Gremlin in a puff of smoke when it was on TV, and with sound effects when it was on radio. And then he'd say, hiya, 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 kids, hiya, hiya. And, it was just a sound effect, actually. I did not know, because I remember Broadway is my beat. It was the detective was Danny Clover, I think.
Right.
But I did not know he had a magic twanger.
He had a bunch of, clothes-playing detectives that worked under, and then he had, uniforms that worked in the station. And one of the uniform cops gave him the information. He always read these books. He always actually gave Danny the books to read, but Danny just never read the books. He thought he was like childish.
Yeah, but he actually uses the phrase magic twanger in it. That's interesting. I did not know.
Yeah, in one of the episodes, he's like, oh, the twanger.
Oh. Well, I could see him saying the twanger, but did you say magic twanger?
I don't remember. I'd have to listen to it again.
Yeah, I probably something in reference to Smilin' Ed McConnell, which
it was good. I liked that show. It was good, and I liked the fact that they used the real New York street sounds in the background and stuff.
I would assume that. Can you get that on YouTube right now? I'm pretty sure you can.
I'm not sure. I'd have to have my girlfriend look into it.
I think there's under classic radio murder mysteries or whatever, there's a dozen hours of it. So that'd probably be about 12 shows at least.
So. You just made me remind me. I wanted to ask you another question quick. Is when you play the Charlie Spivak, Huggin' and Chuggin'?
Yes, Chalkin'. Yeah, Chalkin'.
Where did you find it? Because when me and my girlfriend, we were looking at it, we could only find Hoagy Carmichael, 46 and 47. We couldn't find Spivak.
Oh, I found Spivak on, I found it
YouTube?
No, I found it on Shellac. I found it on record. But I'm sure it's on YouTube. It's got to be. I mean, everything is on YouTube. You just have to know how to search it. Let me go right now while we're talking. I say that, so let me see what I can do. Because I think
the only way we could find it was maybe on YouTube. I can't remember exactly, but I think,
I can't imagine it's not. Let's see. I've got Kay Kaiser comes up immediately. Okay, yeah. Huggin' and Chalkin', Charlie Spivak and his orchestra for me and my gal. What you have to know is that Huggin' is H-U-G-G-I-N apostrophe, and Chalkin' is C-H-A-L-K-I-N apostrophe. So you got to know that it's not, you got to know that it's not hugging and chalking. It's Huggin' and Chalkin'.
Okay.
It's right there.
All right. I'll look for it again.
Yeah, just look for it that way, and it should come up as a, there is a jazz, I think, and you probably get it on CD. I think it was a jazz CD for me and my gal that you could probably pick it up if you wanted to buy the thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can find that. Yeah, it's a fine song.
Can you scream a little bit? Can you turn your voice up any?
No.
You're like a really low connection on when
no,
you come on.
No, I cannot. So nothing I can do about that. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, my 5x5.
Oh, you want to do your five? We didn't do that. All right, here we go.
Sorry.
Here we go. All right. Rod Blagojevich often impersonates which singer?
Singer?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Think about it. Who would be, you know, as far as impersonators, who would people impersonate?
I don't know. I know he's Spanish because I...
I knew
his family so a little bit.
No, it would be Elvis. But hang on a minute. Don't go away. And we'll pick up with the other four questions right after this on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got Dave on hold from the North Side for his 5x5. I've got less than a minute until the news, and I default the first-time caller. So, Francis in DeKalb, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're going to guess on my trivia question. Statistics from 20 years ago show that over 1 million American children had this in common. What?
In 2020.
No, 20 years ago. So that would be more like 2004, 2005.
Oh, darn. Okay, I thought it was 2020.
No.
Well, my answer was going to be either COVID or autism.
Ah, well, it's neither of those, but yeah, think about it some more. And so I'd say 2004 would probably be the year of the statistic.
Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah, I was thinking of the wrong year.
Well, call me back.
Thank you.
All right.
So
thanks.
Much.
Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Pleasure.
All right.
Yeah,
so how nice. We get to meet Francis. All right. Now we get the news. Then we get back to David and the rest of his 5x5, another bumper stumper, and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, 1966, and we determined there's a Muscle Shoals connection to all of these songs, but what is it? 888-876-5593. That was the first release on that label, by the way. All right, so 888-876-5593. Back to Dave on the North Side. You still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we're continuing. You now have to get all four of them. And so we did Rod Blagojevich. You didn't know he impersonates Elvis. Well, this one's easy. Which company uses the swoosh as its logo?
The swoosh?
Yeah, you have to think about what that looks like.
Yeah, it's difficult when I can't see.
All right. Are you blind?
I don't know. Huh?
Are you blind?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's an unfair question then. I can't ask you that. It would be Nike. All right. Okay. So let's just move right on.
I just think of the sound swoosh like And I was thinking like a basketball or something.
No, it's the Nike logo, and it's you'd have to see it. And since you can't, that's not fair. So we're moving right on.
Yeah, I didn't know that was.
All right, so that's all right. You just have to get these four questions. I don't believe there is any visual requirement. Which state is nicknamed the Last Frontier? I have a beautiful red sweatshirt in it that says that, actually.
Frontier, I'm thinking out west. Somewhere, let's see, Lake Virginia, Colorado, somewhere around there.
Alaska.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
What do you think they'll be like the tundra?
Yeah, well, you know, they're not going to advertise they're the tundra any more than the Twin Cities will call themselves the Twin Tundras, even though we know they are. All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, good deal. All right, so next week we'll do 5x5 again with Dave on the North Side. All right, yes. If you are blind and I ask you a visual question, by all means tell me, because, you know, it's just unfair, and we're not going to do that. I'm still working on Alex's Beatles question, and actually, well, it's tangential Beatles. I don't know that it would be directly Beatles. It's like that, because I'm running out of things. But let's see, so in 1967, Alex in Round Lake, how are you? We lost Alex. You there, Alex? All right, well, Alex might call back or might not, depending on how he feels about that. I wouldn't blame him if he doesn't, but that was certainly an offbeat Beatles question. I'll try to save it. In the meantime, we got Mark and Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Mark. Yeah, last week I actually fell asleep. And then the week before that, when we did 1977, you cut me off before the top 10 was done. You must have been in a hurry.
I have no idea. When was this?
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, and I think you were at the tail end of the show.
Oh, then that would have been it. We could pick up the same
one.
We can pick up the same.
Yeah, when
week,
I
no
got
doubt.
One when I got run, one wrong, I think it was number 3, and you said, "See you next week."
Okay, well,
I'm like, what?
Well,
but
all right.
I switched to original Star Trek trivia.
Okay, what is Captain Kirk's
I'll be doing
birthday?
That for about a month and a half.
Yeah, what is Captain Kirk's? What is Captain Kirk's birthday?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
March 22nd, 2228.
No, is that mentioned on one of the episodes?
Apparently so, and they picked it because March 22nd is also William Shatner's birthday, though it certainly wasn't 2228 or even 1928.
No.
So.
Yeah, well, I got one wrong this time.
How about that? Yeah, John does that for me because I couldn't, but he came in here with that question.
Yeah.
So he would know. So as far as for William...
Well, he stumped me.
Yeah, as far as William Shatner, it was March 22nd, 1931. All right. So,
okay.
So there all you
right.
have it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, let's see what I'm doing here, because I never really know for sure. All right. So I had a question. I did. And that was... Statistics from 20 years ago, so we're really talking like 2004, show that well over a million American children had this in common. Had what in common? Francis and DeKalb, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I only have one more answer.
Okay.
I'm going to say ADHD.
Ooh, I love it. It's not right.
Oh, darn. Well, is it even close?
No.
Wow.
Not even remotely.
Okay, can I just try sleep apnea?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I give up.
Thanks for trying, though. If you think of something else.
I love your show. Thank you so much.
Great to have you. Appreciate it. All right, so I have a feeling this question is going to hang around another week, but you never know. But this time, the statistics are, I don't know how proven they are, but U.S. News and World Report's pretty good source. All right, so let's see. We'll do some World War II planes, don't we know? But Cheryl and Elgin's got some guesses for me. So what do you think, Cheryl?
Hi, Raleigh. Yeah, I have a couple. Would it be green eyes?
Nope.
How about left-handed?
Nope.
Okay, that's all I got.
They're both good. Think of something else and call me back.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Neither are close, but they're both lovely. So I don't know how many green-eyed kids there are. Less. I know that answer is less. All right, Kimberly and Dalton, welcome back to WGN. And how's Jean?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right, so
how are you?
I was worried about the doctor's appointment Thursday.
They have to do some tests, so we won't know everything yet, but we go back to doctors this week.
Okay.
So we'll know then.
Okay.
And then my mom just wanted me to call and ask you, because she's a little under the weather, if when you have an opportunity you could play I'll See You in My Dreams.
Okay, let me write this down or I'll never remember it. So let me get it here. I'll see you in my dreams for Jean. Absolutely. We'll do it.
Okay.
All right. Well, good deal.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Thank you. How are you doing? How are you both feeling?
Oh, you know, we're here, we're sitting erect. That's about the most we can hold.
We're all getting older, right?
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
You have a good night. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And what is that going to do? Oh, Stan and Dearborn's got some bumper guesses. All right, so Stan, this is quite the obscure group, and what'd you hear you know?
Well, I've heard the first one. Anybody get the first one?
Nobody's gotten any of them.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, I can understand why anybody didn't get any of them. They're pretty hard this week.
Yeah.
But the first one I heard, I'm Qualified by Clarence Carter.
Absolutely, from that This Is Clarence Carter album, 1968 on Atlantic.
And right away when I heard Clarence Carter, I always think of Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, there is a Muscle Shoals connection, but that's what I'm asking. What's the connection?
Then he came up with the connection. I'm trying to think, well, what do you mean by connection?
Well,
and the only thing I can come up with is that it's a Fame Recording Studios and Rick Hall is a producer.
Okay, it's not. That's particularly why I played it. But if you know too much about Muscle Shoals, he did co-write stuff with this guy that we're looking for, who also had a few record labels. And what's interesting is that there was a falling out between the two of them because Rick Hall didn't expect this other guy to have a big hit, and he did.
That's right. Yeah. Let's see. Who was his partner? Oh.
Well, there were many. Writer. There were many, of course, you know, including going back to the Billy Sherrill days, but this is not it.
Yeah. And some of the other ones. Was the second one a group?
The second one was a group, and it was on Chess, 1966.
You said Chess, yeah. I was thinking of someone else that when he said Chess, that really blew me out, because I don't think this group I was thinking of was on Chess.
So,
And then there was another group that I'm thinking of on Chess, but it would be just a wild guess. They had Chess for a little while.
Well, that's okay.
Before it changed to Cadet. And I don't know if they would make a record like that. Thinking of the Dells.
Like Too Much. Nope, not the Dells.
Yeah.
Not a Chicago group.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of if I know anything about them. I mean, other than that record, which I know. You know, they were Alabama-based. You know, I mean, it was a Muscle Shoals-based group.
Okay. No, I can't make a call on it. The only one I know is Clarence Carter.
Yeah, that's interesting. Nobody's going to get them, so I will tell you, I expected if you were going to get any of them, I thought you would have gotten the Ted Taylor, Honey Lou.
You know, I was trying to think who that sounded like, and, you know, I was, I know the voice sounded familiar.
Yep.
But,
that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm not too much into the blues a lot, but I mean, you know, mostly groups, R&B.
Yeah.
But, he did sound familiar. Yeah, Be Ever Wonderful.
Right.
Ted
so
Taylor. Yeah.
I've got many, many from which to choose, but only three more that I will play. And no one's going to get this, I don't think, which is a shame, because this guy should actually be top of the mind for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who his partner was, and when they first started, and he was a co-writer. And I just can't think of the name.
Okay. Well, it's not, well, the reason we're talking about this guy is not because he's a co-writer, though he is, but that's not what it's about.
Oh.
Think about labels and studios.
Labels and studios.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody remembers Fame, Florence, Alabama Music Enterprises, but that's not all there was, by a long shot.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I have to think about it, and if I get it, I'll call you back.
Okay, I'm counting on it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, good deal. Yes, and there were one studio name in particular. And, of course, the other thing is some of this stuff was actually produced at WLAY, a Sheffield radio station. But that's not where we're going, at least not directly. All right, so let's see. We're going to do some 5x5 with Gary in Austin. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Okay, Raleigh, how you doing?
Okay, so here we go. I'm doing this.
Oh, I also have a trivia guess.
Oh,
also.
Good. Good. What do you think?
Peanut allergies.
That's not it. Thank God.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm doing this in order, and I laughed when I saw the first one. Who wrote "You're Having My Baby"?
Paul Anka.
Yes. What state is Dodge located in where Marshall Dillon lived?
Kansas.
Yes. How did Karen Carpenter die?
I think she suffered from anorexia nervosa.
That was it. Yep. Cardiac arrest from anorexia. What is arachnophobia?
Fear of spiders.
And we have a winner. That's 4 out of 5.
All right.
All right. Good deal. Cool. Thanks. Hang
Thanks
on.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Hey. Don't go away. All right. Thanks. Absolutely right. So 888-876-5593. 8888. Raleigh, we will get to Don and his World War II planes. Plus, he's got some guesses. And Cindy in Chicago's got some guesses. And there's room for you on WGN Radio.
This. I believe it's a place.
Just go in.
Sure is dark in here.
It's big, too.
Yeah, there's people.
Looks like a dive to me.
Got a restroom. Keep going,
Pete. Big man Brown. Oh, I hear it. What's this I hear?
Bus. Hey, hey, look it up.
Big man Brown.
Woo! I don't bother jumping on the corner there. I'm down on a honky-tonk street. When all of a sudden, I throw a Cadillac. And out jumped a cat named Pete. Diamonds on every finger, and he wore a tailor-made suit. He smoked a black cigar, he wore a Stetson hat, and he wore a pair of cowboy boots. Well, now he busted all through the doorway, just as mad as he could be. He pulled out his pistol and turned around and said, "My name is a Big Bar Pete." Stopped. There wasn't a sound. Over in the corner stood Batman Brown. Brown smiled and grinned. Said, "My friend, you take 3 steps, I'm gonna do you."
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yep, local Sheffield group. Yeah, Muscle Shoals and all that. And but there's a connection. They fit. So yeah, there'll be two more. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we got Maddie in Harwood Heights. How's it going, Maddie?
Hey, I'm back again, Raleigh. I'm sorry to bother you. I want to do the 5 for 5, but I just want to tell you that I think I'm going to get one of those C-Crane radios for my wife.
Ah.
She's a flight attendant, and she's flying to Alaska.
Yeah.
And I think she needs a little AM radio. I'm going to get her one.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, lots of good things to hear in Alaska, no doubt about it. Not a lot of interference, that's for one thing. All right, so now.
That's for true. Go.
Who played Fred the Dad on Sanford and Son?
I have no idea.
Red Fox. Which sister went blind?
I thought it'd be harder than that.
Which sister went blind in Little House on the Prairie?
Oh, Oh, Mary?
Yes, absolutely right. Okay, so let's see. Which company trademark is the moon and stars in a circle?
Moon, stars, circle. Moon, stars, circle. Soviet Union?
Procter & Gamble.
Shut up.
Yes, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe never again.
Bye. Oh, geez. Well, don't be like that. The prizes are worthless. You're just doing it for fun.
I'm doing it for serious. Goodbye forever.
Oh. What? Parting is such sweet sorrow. Okay, bye. Yes, as they say. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Right after the news, we're going to get Don and Beloit a World War II plane question. I've been remiss on looking those up. All right, but Cindy in Chicago wants a couple more guesses on my question, which I used to have here. Here it is. Yes, here we are. Statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million children had this in common. All right, Cindy, what is it?
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Okay, well, the first, I would like Miss Fisher Murder Mysteries trivia.
Okay,
okay,
wait a minute. It said that you wanted just guesses, so I thought you were guessing on my questions. If you want,
yeah, yeah.
All right, well, hang on. Just hang on till after the news, and we'll have to sort this out. Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And what's the connection? We know there's Muscle Shoals involved, but we need a little more than that. All right, now back to Cindy. All right, so Cindy, you are going to give us your guesses on my trivia question. That's what it says you're going to do. So here is my trivia question once again. And that is, statistics from 20 years ago show that well over a million American children had this in common. What?
Okay, they were born with two different color eyes.
Nope. What else?
Webbed toes or six fingers, six toes?
Nope.
Or both like dual sex organs?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you could find Miss Fisher Murder Mysteries trivia.
What kind of trivia?
Miss Fisher Murder Mysteries.
Okay, I will, yeah. But you're going to have to hold on a while. Normally, you got to tell John in advance if you want me to look something up. But hold on. It'll be a while, but don't go away. All right, so we'll see if we can't find Miss Fisher something or other there. Now, let's put Cindy on hold and see what we can do here. We only have about 20 minutes left, and I will fully go over the bumper stumpers. But Francis in DeKalb is back with more guesses. All right, Francis, what do you think?
I have one more guess, and then I'm just going to give up. I'm thinking it's they were a low birth rate population.
That's nice, too, but not right.
Oh, wow, because I think they were that 2004 was the lowest.
Huh.
Birth rate population, but I don't know this actual statistics, so.
Guess we had something better to do. I don't know. But I will say, yeah. It looks like nobody's going to get this, so think about it and call me back next week.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
So much.
All right,
great. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so that's the deal. Of course, we only keep them for a week, the stragglers. But, yeah, so there were 2004 statistics in, from shows that well over a million children had this in common. What? All right. And other than that, of course, you can have your own categories, and we're going to do some World War II planes with Don. Then we have Naoto and Myers-Briggs. And so, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley.
How are you?
Good, good. I still got the two wires in my finger. I've been playing hockey a ton, but I got to get these wires removed.
Yeah.
I still got to get them removed.
You must get them removed. I'm always in pain hearing about them.
I've been really busy, and I've really got to call my doctor and
yeah.
just get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Famous session. I don't know. I hear a lot of key. I have no idea, but really famous keyboardist. That Barry Beckett, is he like the commonality keyboardist?
Nope.
Okay. These kids, they were all artificially inseminated.
Nope.
Left-handed.
Nope.
Obese.
Nope.
They only had one parent.
Nope.
They...
But by the way, everybody has more than one parent. Now, how it works out after that, I don't know.
Well, single parent,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They were all given a cell phone at a young age. No. I have no idea.
Okay. All right.
Would you mind? I'll go through this. I couldn't come up with three. I got four songs for you. Could you give me four songs sometime?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. What are they?
I really appreciate you telling me about Bobby Marchand. Let's do Bobby Marchand again, Rocking Behind the Iron Curtain.
Oh, God.
1959 on Ace.
Okay.
Could you play April Stevens, Teach Me Tiger?
Oh, God, isn't that horrible?
That's amazing. She was born in Niagara Falls, New York, which is where I grew up.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't tell them on the radio, but I do have April and Nino stories. All right. So
that's so funny. Caroline Vincent Lo Tempio.
Yep.
Could you play me I Don't Want a Playhouse by Tammy Wynette?
Yeah, of course. A Billy Sherrill song, of course. Producer.
Yeah.
Billy.
And I couldn't come up with one. I want to play. Can you play Apartment Number 9 by her as well?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sure.
All right. That's four for you.
All right. Good enough.
Okay.
It's a multiple choice.
Wow.
Which of the V-bombers was the first to retire? The Avro Vulcan, the Victor's Valiant, the Handley Page Victor, or the Victor's Vampire?
Wow. These are all really bad old British planes. I don't think it was like, can you give me the first three again?
Avro Vulcan, Victor's Valiant, Victor's Vampire.
Valiant.
Absolutely right.
Wow. I eliminated that last one because I knew that wasn't the right one because that was like a late model plane near the end of the war, I think. Wow, Riley, I was just going on guts there. Right? That was,
I might as well be reading Swahili, so I have no idea.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you as always, and I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay, good. Looking forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so let's add to Don's stash there. All right. Oh, a full board of calls here in the waning moment. So that means 2020 news, which we will play, will probably be after the show on the stream. But we do get requests, as rightfully so. So we'll see what we can do about that. All right. Naoto is in Japan. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to try my best, you know, this time. So I've been losing these days.
Well,
so.
let's see what we can do here. Now, let me find the list again, because we'll describe, you know, a type to you, and then you'll have to tell us about them, obviously. So let's find it. Oh, God, it disappeared. And it was such a nice type, too. Oh, great. It was a really nice type. I'll find it again, no doubt. All right, so let's see. Yeah, really it was here. All right, so here we are. Here we are now. We're going to talk about this particular type, and we're going to tell you that the Star-Lord Peter Quill from Guardians of the Galaxy would exemplify this type. Star-Lord brings energy and enthusiasm to every mission. He's charismatic and charming, able to rally his eclectic crew, from a talking raccoon to a sentient tree, to work together despite their differences. His spontaneity and love for adventure drive the Guardians into some of the most daring and outrageous escapades across the galaxy. He also exemplifies this type's ability to stay cool under pressure. Whether he's improvising a plan to escape from a high-security prison or engaging in an intergalactic dance to distract a villain, his quick thinking and great adaptability are crucial to the team's success. So, what type is it?
I think they are extroverted.
Yep. You're right.
Maybe I have two types in my mind right now.
Okay.
My first one is ESTP?
No, what's your second one?
ENTP.
Oh, no. It's ESF, ESFP.
Oh, I lost again.
Well, there's always next week. Talk to you then.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, ESFP, the champion. All right, so let's see. 888. Well, probably don't need to give the phone number. But is Francis trying for a final try tonight? What do you think, Francis? Or maybe that was Francis and we just didn't remove her. All right, so let's hang up, and hopefully I didn't hang up on her. But Larry in Little Rock's got a guess. All right, Larry, get down with your bad self. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. That's good to be back.
No, thanks.
I was going to guess at the Muscle Shoals. Is that Conway Twitty?
No, it has nothing to do with Conway Twitty.
I would just, well, the children, is that backpack?
No, it has nothing to do with backpacks.
Not a car?
Uh-uh.
They're children. Okay, well, I'm sorry. That's all I've got.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you bet.
All right, so let's see what we're doing now. I believe we've got Cindy on hold. All right, and she wanted something or other. That was here a while ago. Some murder mysteries I'll have to find again and see what I can do about that. Well, let me just ask, and then I'll look for them during the break. And so Cindy in Chicago, let's get her up here again. All right, so Cindy, now what was this category again?
Myth Fisher Murder Mysteries. And if there was any show on TV that you would even be able to stand, I think it would be this.
All right, well, hang on. Don't go away, and we'll see what we can do. A PBS show, no doubt. All right, Australian. So we'll come up with something, and Dave called back, wants his Flintstones multiple choice. There's room for you, too, and who knows, maybe there will be time for 2020 news. All that and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
You are so beautiful. You're such a sight to see. You're the girl for me. Pretty. Lord, she's fine. I got to make her mind.
shit got me going A-B to A-B over you. I've been hurt, hurt, hurt. Yes, I've been hurt. I've been hurt like I've never been hurt before. Cause you lied. So leave me alone.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So yeah, sort of Alabama's version of a beach music tribute. So who is it? 888-876-5593. I'm going to reveal here, actually, and then we'll get to Cindy and her question. I was just looking that up, too, and Dave and his Flintstones. I had Cindy's question here a moment ago. It's like that at the end of the show. Yeah, it helps when you... call earlier if you're doing that kind of stuff. But all right, yeah, I do have Cindy's question, and I will have Dave's question too, and Stacy from Algonquin will close it out tonight with 5x5. But here is the deal on what we did tonight. John originally said, how about things producing muscle shows? And nah, you know, as far as that goes. And then I thought to myself, well, everybody knows about FAME, Florence, Alabama Music Enterprises, and Rick Hall, and all the things associated with it, but they don't realize that there was another studio in town and another guy in town, Quinn Ivey. Quinn Ivey was originally a disc jockey, and he'd been on MPS in Memphis and KDA in Nashville, and he was at LAY and Muscle Shoals twice, actually. The first time was the same time that Sam Phillips, who formed Sun Records, was there, but the second time was about 1961, and he opened up his record store, but he would use WLAY as a studio from time to time, and then he opened up his own studio, Norala, N-O-R-A-L-A, for North Alabama, obviously, and he was close with Rick Hall because they wrote some things together. And when Rick did the deal with Atlantic, with Jerry Wexler to produce a lot of the Atlantic stuff, he would throw Quinn Ivey a bone from time to time, like, here, try this or that or the other. Well, they were good buddies until Quinn Ivey got very successful. What happened was Quinn Ivey stumbled across Percy Sledge, and When a Man Loves a Woman became a giant hit. That pretty much fractured their friendship. But Atlantic was still interested, very interested, and said, hey, give us more of your releases. Now, Quinn had a couple record labels. One was Quinvy for Quinn Ivey, and the other was South Camp. You know, all of a sudden, I was just blank on what it was, but it was South Camp. And so what we played, we started with stuff that Rick and Quinn wrote, like Clarence Carter, I'm Qualified, and then The Entertainers Doing Too Much. That was another one. Then June Edwards did You Ain't Woman Enough, the Loretta Lynn cover, 1968, on South Camp, which was Quinn's label. It was ZZ Hill on Quinvy, another Quinn Ivey label, Quinvy 1970, I Think I'd Do It. Ted Taylor did Honey Lou, and that was actually on Ron, which was Shreveport label associated with Paula, but it was recorded at Quinvy Studios. Like I say, there was Norala and Quinvy, two different studios there that he owned. It was Tony Borders doing Promise to Myself, which I thought was a wonderful record, and that was the last record ever released on Quinvy, the label, in 1971. After that, I played the Weegians' I Spy, which was the first record ever released on Quinvy in 1966. Mickey Buckins and the New Breed, I had to play Big Boy Pete because it's so out there. And that, of course, was produced by Quinn Ivey on a South Camp label. And finally, I guess I didn't play Bill Brandon. I should have. Full Grown Loving Man. Man, I guess we left that out. But Buddy Causey, C-A-U-S-E-Y, Buddy Causey did the Hey Baby medley on Quinvy in 1970. So it was Quinn Ivey who was the connection. And it's interesting because by about 1970, Quinn had sort of said, I'm done with this. And he went and got his MBA, and he wound up as a teacher who was teaching accounting for the rest of his life. And University of Mississippi got that MBA, and he was teaching at University of North Alabama until he retired. And he died. He was 85 years old, and that's now about 3.5 years ago. So I think it was like December of 2022. All right, so rest in peace, Quinn Ivey, a name that people should know, but invariably they know Rick Hall and they know Fame, but they don't know Quinn Ivey, and they should have. All right, so 888-876-5593. So now back to Cindy in Chicago here. Are you still with us, Cindy?
Yeah, but that song you played, Hey Baby, is one of my favorite songs. But I like the real hippie version, and I think Ringo Starr did one.
I don't know about Ringo Starr, but it was Bruce Chanel did Hey Baby. That was the hit. All right.
Okay.
So, all right. Here we go as far as that. I want to know what the name of the Melbourne amusement park that they visited in season 2. Fryne and Jack, that is. What was the name of the park?
Oh, I don't know. Well, Melbourne Park?
No, it featured Mr. Moon.
I don't even remember that episode. Was it like a circus kind of thing?
No, I don't know. It says, what is the name of the Melbourne amusement park that Fryne and Jack visited in season 2? And the answer is Luna Park, featuring Mr. Moon.
That I wouldn't know.
Me neither.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so never heard of it, but sounds reasonably interesting, don't you know? All right, oh, Stacy wants to do 5x5, and the evening would not be complete if we didn't talk to Stacy. So how are you, Stacy?
Okay, how are you, Raleigh?
Okay, can't complain. Played some of your requests. I hope you heard them.
I think I missed.
Oh, no, and I played like 3 of them last week, just for you, because you had mentioned one of them was a Delphonics that I don't usually play. Yeah, where were you?
I probably accidentally fell asleep.
Yeah, I played Hurt So Bad on Philly Groove, and so played something else too. But anyway, we'll try to play more, I guess, something else by the Delphonics and more like that. And I played what's his name? The guy you like so much. I can't remember right now. Oh, well. It'll come back.
Oh, well.
Yes, there you go. All right. All right, here we go. Laverne and Shirley lived in what city?
Oh, it was Milwaukee.
Yes. Who sang Bohemian Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Freddie Mercury was the lead singer. What was the name of the group?
And I know this.
Yes, you do.
Bohemian, Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody, Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
We better go on to the next.
All right, that, by the way, that would be Queen. All right.
Oh, Queen, oh gosh.
The cartoon Garfield is what kind of animal?
He's a cat.
Yes. What is the full name of a mani-pedi?
A mani-pedi?
A mani-pedi. M-A-N-I-P-E-D-I. A mani-pedi. You're going out to get a mani-pedi.
A pedicure?
Well, that's the pedi. So a mani-pedi. You can do it.
Pedicure.
Manny? If petty is pedicure, what would Manny be? Oh, God, help us.
Manicure.
There we go. Jesus, like pulling teeth. All right. Who is... I know John says shut up. I got to get through the question. Who is Debbie Reynolds' daughter?
Oh, Carrie Fisher.
All right. All right. Good enough. I think that was 4 out of 5. Hang on. Don't go away. And apologies to Dave. The show is over. Officially over. Thanks to Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all, thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure to do. 21 hours from now, we're doing it all again. So I hope you'll call me again. And if you're into 2020, keep listening on WGN Radio, well, at least on the stream.
Prize Patrol Plot, plus Tech Trap Takedown, and Female Impersonator Nabbed. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 news, real stories, real fun. Sweepstakes Swindle. A silver-haired Long Island senior was seduced by a fake Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes scheme, convinced he'd scored an $18 million jackpot, but instead suffered a saving-shattering sting. Swindlingers spun stories of taxes and transfer fees, scooping up hard-earned cash and draining more than $250,000 before police bagged the bogus prize peddlers. Now shaken seniors see the sobering truth. When strangers promise spectacular sweepstakes scores, the only sure winner is the scammer. Microsoft Masquerade. A cash-craving con artist cruised cross-county posing as a phony Microsoft fixer, fleecing a frazzled victim for $18,500 and scheming to snatch thousands more in a doorstep deception. Badge-baiting busters built a baited package ploy, then collar-cuffed the suspected swindle specialist mid-pickup, catching him clutching suspected ketamine alongside his cash-collecting caper. Now fraud-fighting forces fire off a fierce fact. When tech-talking tricksters target your wallet, the smartest software is suspicion. Wigged out wire grab. A disguised deceiver donned wigs and wielded fake ID, marching into a Connecticut credit union and attempting to withdraw stolen savings from an impersonated victim's account. Police say the costumed crook crafted a convincing counterfeit persona, but bank branch suspicion sparked swift scrutiny, stopping the sneaky scheme before the financial fraud could fly. Authorities cuffed the suspected swindler and connected her to a wider identity theft ring, proof some criminals lose their cover before they cash out. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.